One Week in Diapers by Max Harper. The Deal. Brad and Laura sat across from the table, staring at each other. Between them was Brad's cell phone, the screen showing a long list of messages from one of Brad's coworkers. "Well, what do you have to say for yourself?" Laura demanded, her one leg bouncing from anger. Do our vows mean so little to you that you would cheat on me with this whore? I didn't sleep. Yet. Laura interrupted, you didn't sleep with her yet. But how long, Brad? How long until you do? Never. I would never do that to you. Sure. Like I can believe that. I can't believe you. I've done everything I could for you. I've given you all that I have, and yet it's not enough. You are all that I want. All that I ever wanted, Brad whined. Laura growled, her anger sharpened to the point that she wanted nothing more than to smash his phone across his stupid lying face. How can I believe you? How can I believe anything that you say? Brad hung his head. I'll grab some things and leave. Leave? Because that's what we do. We just give up. After all the years that we've been together? What do you want me to say, Laura? What can I do to make you believe me that I never have and will never sleep with anyone but you? What is it going to take for you to trust me? They were just messages. I just like the attention she gave me. You've been so busy with work that I always feel like I'm alone. I don't want her. I want you. I always have and I always will. Brad stood up and walked out of the room, leaving his phone on the table. Laura grabbed it and scrolled through the messages again, reading them slowly. Sure, they had been messaging little sexual fantasies to each other, but there wasn't any clear evidence that he had sex with her, or that he even wanted to. She looked through his call log and he had never dialed her number, nor had this woman called him. Brad had betrayed her, but he hadn't cheated. Laura loved him, as they had been together for over a decade, and she didn't want to think of the possibility of having to start over. He was a good man, if impulsive, but he had always been good to her. Brad came back into the room, a sack of clothes in his hand. He looked at his wife with pain in his eyes. He wore his regret all over his face. He gave her a short wave goodbye and turned back towards the door. "Wait," she said, her voice calm but stern. He stopped and turned back to face her. I don't want you to go. I am so angry with you right now. So hurt. But you are still my husband. So I want you to sleep on the couch tonight. I need time to think. If you are still here in the morning, we can talk about what we are going to do about this. I'm taking your phone, she said, standing up and heading for the bedroom. Brad said nothing as she stormed past him. She quickly disappeared down the hall and with a slam closed the bedroom door. Morning came, and Brad woke up to Laura sitting in the lounge chair near the couch. Surprised you can sleep through all of this? When I'm tired, I'm tired. Whatever. Look, after going through your phone and staying up most of the night thinking, I may have come up with a solution. Okay. Because you have some, interests that are not normal, I think I have found a way to put us to a test. And I meant to say us. If we are going to make this marriage work, then we both need to put our best effort into it. So here